Governor Rick Scott announced a $90 million plan to move water south of Lake Okeechobee into the Everglades instead of into estuaries east and west of the lake. Water quality in the Caloosahatchee River to the west of Lake O and in St. Lucie to the east has been degraded because of releases from the lake, releases deemed necessary to protect the integrity of the dike that surrounds it. Cheryl Ann Lane runs a residential cleaning business on Fort Myers Beach. She says the dirty water has already taken a financial toll.
Getting calls from several owners who are up north that are getting cancellations for rentals for next season because they're hearing that the water quality is so poor.
Scott says he is well aware of the problem and is offering state money to build another bridge on the Tamiami Trail to allow more water from the lake to flow south instead of east and west.
You know, look, we've stepped up. The water management district stepped up to store water. They stepped up to put money into clean water. They put the $3 million in, the $16 million in. We are doing the right thing on these storage treatment areas. We're working with the Department of Interior with regard to Tamiami Trail. We're doing the right things.
However, Jennifer Hecker with the Conservancy of Southwest Florida says the governor's plan falls short.
While this will move some water to the south, which is positive, it's literally a drop in the bucket to the amount of water that's needed to move to the south in order to relieve the harmful high discharges we're experiencing right now from Lake Okeechobee.
Hecker is referring to pending plans to purchase land in the Everglades agricultural area south of the lake, now used to grow sugar cane. But Julie Hill with Audubon of Florida says her group is encouraged by the governor's plan.
At the moment, we have a plan on the table, so I actually think it's an incredibly huge moment of progress to get that underway and actually start to see some immediate benefits that don't involve sometimes what is a very lengthy process of focusing on land acquisition.
The $90 million plan to move water south includes funding from the federal government. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.